Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today, we're going to be checking out this awesome ebook all about backyard homesteading, especially for folks like us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, growing your own food, maybe even raising some chickens right in your backyard.
Right in your backyard, yep.
You wouldn't believe some of the stuff they have in this ebook.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can grow 15 pounds of tomatoes in just one container.
Wow. That's a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah, it is.
So what really grabbed my attention with this ebook is how they make, you know, homesteading, like, feel doable.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have a ton of space.
Exactly. You don't need a whole farm to get that fresh homegrown taste.
That's right.
And the ebook really emphasizes starting small, which I love. They even use zucchini as an example, saying,
yeah,
like, what's the point of growing tons of zucchini,
yeah,
if you don't even like zucchini?
Yeah.
It's all about being mindful.
Yeah. It's about focusing on what you'll actually use, what you'll actually enjoy, right?
Yep.
So what about you?
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite vegetables?
Mm.
What would you want to pick fresh from your own backyard?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'd have to say tomatoes, for sure. There's nothing like a homegrown tomato sandwich.
Nothing better, huh?
But speaking of limited space,
yeah,
you know, a lot of us around here, we don't have huge yards.
Right.
And that's where this ebook gets really clever, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
They talk about raised beds,
mm-hmm,
which is basically like building these contained garden boxes.
Right, yeah.
And so you're not limited by like traditional row spacing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually grow three times the amount of beets, for
yeah,
example, compared to just planting them in the ground in rows.
Three times the beets. Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's a lot of beets.
All right, so you got your raised beds. You're planting your favorite veggies.
Mm-hmm.
What else does this ebook have in store for us?
Well, one thing I thought was really smart is this idea of staggered planting.
Oh,
cool. Instead of planting everything all at once in the spring, you spread it out, you know, over a few weeks. And
yeah,
so this way you're not overwhelmed with like a massive harvest all at once.
That makes a lot of sense. I could definitely see how that would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with, you know, our busy schedules.
Right, exactly.
It turns gardening into like smaller, more manageable tasks.
Yes, exactly. And there's a bonus too.
Huh.
You get like a continuous harvest.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you're enjoying those fresh veggies from your garden for like a much longer period of time.
Mm.
Now, here's something fun.
Huh.
Did you know that you can eat certain flowers?
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can eat certain flowers.
Tell me more.
Okay, so the ebook mentions dianthus, marigolds, and nasturtiums.
Oh.
And not only are they beautiful,
yeah,
they also add this unique like flavor and look to like salads and dishes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so I'm picturing like a dinner party. And I'm serving up a salad.
Yeah.
With these gorgeous edible flowers.
From your garden.
From my own garden.
People would be so impressed.
Yeah, right?
That's so cool.
All right. Okay, let's talk seed starting.
Okay.
The ebook goes into a lot of detail about starting your own plants from seed.
Yeah, it does.
Which I think is a great way to save money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have more control over, like, the varieties you're growing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, what you're actually putting in your garden and eating.
Right, you know exactly what you're getting.
And, and it's a really, like, comprehensive guide. They even talk about using recycled containers.
Oh, yeah. I like that part.
Which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, considering how important sustainability is to us here.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, thinking about the environment.
Yeah. Speaking of sustainability, one thing that stood out to me was this emphasis on protecting seedlings from, like, crusty soil. You know, it's a really important detail.
Yeah.
The book explains how hard-packed soil can actually, like, prevent those tiny seedlings from, like, pushing through.
Right.
So it gives you advice on how to loosen the soil and make sure those seeds are covered, but not too deep.
Yeah, you don't want to bury them too deep.
Not too deep. No. They got to get that sunlight.
They need that sun.
Exactly. Then it gets into specific planting techniques.
Uh-huh.
Like how to space different types of plants.
Oh, okay.
You know, root crops. Like carrots and radishes, you can plant those closer together.
Oh, okay.
Because they grow downwards.
Right.
But lining plants, like melons, those need more space.
I see.
They need to spread out.
Got it.
Get all that sunshine.
Have their space, too.
Exactly. So planning your garden layout is key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, once you've got this beautiful harvest,
mm-hmm,
you're going to want to preserve it.
Of course.
So What are some of the methods the ebook recommends for preserving all that delicious food?
Well, it covers pretty much everything.
Oh, wow.
From root cellaring to freezing, canning, pickling, fermenting.
Wow. Okay.
Even drying.
So pretty much every method.
Pretty much every method, yeah.
I think freezing always seems like the easiest.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Especially, you know, for busy people like us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And for canning, the ebook explains the difference between, like, the boiling water bath canning
right.
and the pressure canning.
Yeah, that's important to know.
Boiling water bath canning is good for, like, high-acid foods.
Yeah, like your fruits and pickles.
Yeah, like fruits and pickles.
Yeah.
And then pressure canning is essential for low-acid vegetables.
Exactly. Like your beans and your corn.
Yeah, beans and corn.
Yeah.
So safety first.
Definitely.
All right. So let's talk about some specific crops that, you know, thrive in our area.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Southeast Texas. Tomatoes are a classic.
Oh, for sure. Tomatoes are a must-have.
Oh, right.
I think so.
And the ebook has great tips on planting, staking, and even pruning tomatoes.
Pruning?
To get those, like, really juicy, flavorful fruits.
Really?
It even mentions, like, pinching off those little suckers.
Oh, okay.
That grow between the branches. Uh-huh. And it helps the plant focus its energy on, you know, producing fruit.
Oh, so you get more tomatoes.
Exactly.
That's smart.
Right. Who knew?
I didn't know that.
Right, what about corn?
Oh, yeah. Corn.
That's a summer staple.
Definitely a summer staple.
For sure.
Can't have summer without corn.
Right.
So what does the ebook say about that?
Well, they suggest planting, like, early and mid-season varieties.
Okay.
To kind of extend your corn harvest.
You can have it longer.
You can have it longer.
Nice.
Yeah. So I can already picture those, like, backyard barbecues.
Yeah.
With fresh-picked corn on the cob.
Delicious.
Now you're making me hungry. All right. And let's not forget about beans.
Oh, yeah. Beans are great.
There are so many different kinds.
Yeah. There are so many varieties.
Like snap beans, shell beans, dry beans.
Yeah. It's incredible how many different types of beans there are.
And the book gives you, like, guidance on planting, caring for, and harvesting each type.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's not just one size fits all for beans.
No, definitely not.
Okay, one more veggie I have to ask about: potatoes.
Potatoes.
Imagine, like, digging up those fresh potatoes.
Yeah.
Right from your backyard.
That would be amazing.
So the ebook has a whole section on potatoes.
Does it really?
Yeah. With tips on planting, mm-hmm. hilling, which is basically, like, mounding soil around the stems.
Oh, okay.
And harvesting.
So you get nice big potatoes.
Nice big potatoes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Last but not least, herbs.
Herbs, yes.
They're relatively easy to grow, I think.
They are, yeah.
And they add so much flavor.
So much flavor.
To cooking.
Yeah.
What kind of herbs does this ebook highlight?
Well, it covers a wide range from, like, your classics, your basil, oregano, thyme, rosemary.
Yeah, those are my go-to.
To even, like, more medicinal herbs like echinacea.
Oh, wow.
So you could potentially, like, grow your own little medicine cabinet.
That is so cool.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
All right, now let's venture into the world of livestock.
Okay, let's do it.
Chickens seem to be, like, a really popular choice
mm-hmm.
for backyard homesteaders.
For sure.
Especially beginners. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think they're relatively easy to care for.
Yeah.
They don't require a ton of space.
Yeah, they're pretty low maintenance.
Yeah, and I mean, who can resist those fresh eggs, you know?
Yeah, right.
Plus, they come in different colors.
Oh, really?
You can get blue and green eggs, too.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
That's amazing.
So cool.
What about, like, housing and protecting them from predators?
Well, the ebook covers all that stuff.
Okay.
You need a coop.
Yeah.
With nesting boxes, mm-hmm. roosting bars. And it also really stresses, like, protecting your flock from, you know, predators like raccoons and foxes.
Right, yeah.
You can't just let them roam free.
Exactly. You have to create a safe environment for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You want them to be safe and happy, right?
Speaking of thriving, the ebook doesn't just focus on chickens.
Oh, no.
It also explores other livestock options.
Like what?
Well, they have information on ducks.
Okay.
Geese.
Okay.
Goats.
Goats.
Sheep.
Wow.
Even pigs.
Pigs. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. I was really interested in the section on, like, home dairying.
Oh, yeah.
Making your own cheese and yogurt.
That sounds amazing.
That's incredible, right?
Yeah.
And the ebook, they actually, like, break it down and make it seem pretty achievable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They explain the cheese making process.
Okay.
From, like, cutting the curd to salting and pressing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even, like, a simple yogurt recipe.
Really?
Using whole milk and a starter culture. Yeah. And they talk about different methods of like incubating yogurt.
Okay.
Using a cooler.
Yeah.
Even a wood stove.
Oh, wow. So cool.
Yeah. So you don't need fancy equipment to get started.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Now, here's a topic that kind of expands our idea of like food production.
Oh.
Foraging for wild edibles.
Foraging. Yes.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's like an adventure.
It is. Yeah. Right. Totally.
But the ebook does stress the importance of, you know, proper identification and safety precautions.
Right. Yeah. You got to be careful.
You don't want to accidentally eat something poisonous.
Exactly.
And they also talk about foraging ethically.
Yeah.
And sustainably.
Sustainably, yeah.
Making sure you're not over harvesting.
Right. You don't want to deplete the resources.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing how much we overlook the food sources that are right in our backyards.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
So, for example, the book mentions dandelions.
Dandelions.
They're often seen as weeds, you know.
Right, right.
But you can use them for, like, coffee and fritters.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I would have never thought of that.
Okay, one last topic for this part of our deep dive beekeeping.
Beekeeping, right.
Something I've always been, like, kind of curious about.
Me too.
So what are the basics?
So what does the ebook say?
Yeah, what does the ebook say?
Yeah.
Well, they give like an overview of the equipment you need.
Okay.
Setting up a hive.
Yeah.
And harvesting honey.
Okay.
And they also talk about watching for swarming.
Swarming.
Which is basically when a colony like splits to form a new hive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's not just about getting honey.
Right.
It's also about understanding bees.
Yeah.
And their like vital role as pollinators.
Absolutely.
You know, which speaking of our local community, that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. Yeah. Supporting our local environment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, another thing about sustainability is growing your own grain.
Okay.
I mean, did you ever think about growing wheat right in your backyard?
You know, it's not the first thing that comes to mind.
No.
But the ebook actually makes a really strong case for it. Yeah, they say it's surprisingly easy to grow wheat.
Huh.
Even in small spaces.
Okay.
And get this.
Yeah.
There's an example of someone in Vermont.
Okay.
Who harvested 250 pounds of grain from just an eighth of an acre.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
That's a lot of grain.
I know. Like the satisfaction of, you know, baking bread with flour that you milled yourself from wheat you grew in your backyard.
That's amazing.
That's taking farm to table to a whole new level.
Yeah, it doesn't get more local than that. And
right.
Speaking of local, the ebook also dives into corn and grain with deep roots in our region.
Oh, I'm always up for learning more about our local food history.
Yeah.
What did you find interesting about the corn section?
Well, first of all, did you know that corn has been called all sorts of names over the years?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like maize, Maley, even Pagator.
Huh.
It's just a reminder of how this grain has been a staple food for centuries.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And, you know, the ebook says corn is a great crop for beginner gardeners.
Oh, okay.
Because it's relatively easy to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you clear instructions on planting, caring for, and even harvesting.
Okay.
There's even a trick to knowing when corn is ripe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I usually just go by how big the ears are.
I know a lot of people do, but you actually have to look at the silk at the top of the ear.
Oh, the silk. Okay.
Yeah. So a ripe ear will have dry brownish silk at the ends.
Okay.
With some pliable greenish silk near the top of the husk.
Huh. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a little trick.
So I'm learning a lot from this deep dive.
Good. I'm glad.
What else did you discover about corn?
Well, one thing that stood out to me was that cornmeal is highly perishable.
Okay.
Especially if you grind it yourself. The germ, which contains healthy fats, can go rancid pretty quickly.
Oh, wow.
So the ebook recommends storing fresh cornmeal in the freezer to preserve its flavor and nutritional value.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So if you have a home flour mill, it's best to grind small batches of cornmeal as needed.
Fresh is always best.
Exactly. And speaking of deliciousness, this ebook isn't just about growing food. It also has a whole section on recipes.
Oh, okay.
Not just for cornmeal, but for all sorts of grains, including wheat.
I bet there are some amazing bread recipes in there.
You bet there are recipes for bread pasta, even polenta.
Wow.
It's really inspiring to see all the creative ways you can use these grains.
Okay, now I'm really getting hungry.
Me too.
But before we take a snack break, I want to ask about something that kind of surprised me.
Okay.
Homebrewing.
Homebrewing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never thought about making my own beer.
Really?
But the ebook makes it seem surprisingly approachable.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's really fascinating.
It provides like a step-by-step guide.
Okay.
From malting the barley.
to fermenting and bottling the beer.
So you could potentially grow all the ingredients for your own beer right in your backyard.
That's the idea.
That's so cool.
And did you know that barley has hulls that need to be removed before brewing?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
The book explains a process called purling, where you wear down the hulls.
Purling.
Yeah. And you can even do this at home with a blender.
Wow. That's incredible.
I know, right? This ebook might cover everything under the sun.
It really does.
We've already talked about chickens.
Yeah.
But I noticed there's also information on ducks, geese, goats, sheep, even pigs.
Pigs.
Yeah. Is it really possible to raise all of those animals in your backyard?
Well, it depends on your space and your commitment, of course.
Right.
But the ebook gives you a great overview of what's involved in raising each type of livestock.
Okay. So what are some of the key things that people should know before they, you know, dive into backyard livestock?
Well, for example, when it comes to ducks and geese.
They need to be butchered at a specific time based on their feathering.
Really?
Yeah. It's all about knowing when their flight feathers have fully grown in and they've molted properly.
Oh.
It's just one example of how important it is to understand the unique needs of each animal and raise them responsibly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And speaking of responsibility, the ebook also talks about the ethical considerations of livestock care.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for dairy animals.
Right.
They stress the importance of proper milking techniques, sanitation, and ensuring the animal's overall well-being.
Yeah, for sure.
It even covers the topic of raw milk versus pasteurized milk.
Oh, wow.
Presenting both sides of the argument so you can make an informed decision.
I like that balanced approach.
Yeah, me too. It's not about telling people what to do, but giving them the information they need to make their own choices.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
All right. Now, for a question, I'm sure everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
What about pigs?
Pigs.
I mean, raising pigs in your backyard sounds messy.
It can be. Yeah. But the ebook provides some practical advice on managing pig waste.
Okay.
And keeping things as clean as possible.
Okay.
For instance, it suggests using slatted floors to allow the waste to fall through, which keeps the pigs cleaner and healthier.
Oh, that's a clever solution.
Yeah.
What about the whole pigs will eat anything? Is that true?
Not really. The ebook emphasizes the importance of feeding pigs a balanced diet just like any other animal.
Right. It's about treating them with respect.
Exactly.
And recognizing their specific dietary needs.
Right. And, you know, what about rabbits?
Oh, yeah. Rabbits.
They seem like a pretty manageable option for backyard livestock.
Yeah. What does the ebook say about raising rabbits?
It's actually a very comprehensive guide.
Okay.
It covers everything from choosing the right breed to housing, feeding, and even breeding.
Okay.
It even mentions that some rabbit breeds are specifically bred for meat production.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which breeds are those?
The Californian, the Champagne d'Argent, and the New Zealand. They're known for their fast growth and efficient meat-to-feed conversion ratio.
I'm learning so much about rabbits.
Me too.
Okay. One more livestock-related question.
Okay.
What about making your own sausage?
Ooh, sausage.
That seems incredibly ambitious.
It does.
But I have to admit, the idea of homemade sausage is pretty tempting.
Oh, yeah.
So does the ebook actually cover that?
It does.
Sorry.
It makes it seem a lot less daunting than I thought it would be.
Okay.
It provides a step-by-step guide, including using casings, grinding the meat, and stuffing the sausage.
So you actually, like, stuff the sausage yourself?
Yeah. It even lists all the equipment you'll need.
Wow.
Like a grinder, a sausage funnel, special knives.
Wow. That's serious sausage making.
It is. And, of course, it stresses the importance of food safety.
Right. Of course.
Especially when you're working with raw pork.
Yeah.
So it gives clear instructions on properly cooking and storing fresh sausage to make sure it's safe to eat.
Safety first.
Always.
Okay, let's switch gears and talk about preserving food. We've already touched on freezing.
Yeah.
But the ebook covers a whole range of methods.
Like what?
From canning to drying to even making jerky.
Jerky, wow.
Yeah, it's like a preservation encyclopedia.
It really is.
Let's start with canning. I know a lot of people find it intimidating.
Yeah.
But the ebook breaks it down into easy-to-follow steps.
That's good.
So what are some of the key things that people should know about canning?
Well, first of all, there are two main methods.
Okay.
Boiling water bath canning and pressure canning.
Right.
The ebook clearly explains the difference between the two and which method is appropriate for different types of food.
So you're ensuring safety.
Yeah.
And preventing spoilage.
Exactly. Yep. And it even has instructions on how to make pickles.
Homemade pickles.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I know, right?
What about drying food?
Yeah.
Seems like a simple but effective way to preserve things.
It is, and the ebook covers various drying methods.
Okay.
From using a dehydrator to air drying to even oven drying.
I bet it also mentions drying herbs.
You got it.
Which is a great way to preserve their flavor and aroma.
Exactly. And let's not forget about jerky.
Oh, yeah, jerky.
It's delicious. And the ebook has a whole section on how to make it at home.
I never thought about making my own jerky. But now I'm intrigued.
I know, right?
It's surprisingly doable.
Yeah.
The ebook explains how to choose the right cuts of meat, marinate them, and dry them properly.
And of course, it emphasizes the importance of cooking the meat thoroughly before drying to ensure food safety.
Okay, safety first.
Always.
Okay, now for a topic that's near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Cheese making.
Cheese making.
It always seems so complicated.
Yeah.
But maybe this ebook can change my mind.
I think it will.
Really?
Yeah, it demystifies cheese making and provides clear instructions and recipes that even a beginner can follow.
What kind of cheese recipes are in there?
Well, there's one for cheddar cheese, which seems like a good starting point for a novice cheesemaker.
Okay, Chet.
Yeah, and it explains the entire process from heating and culturing the milk to forming and pressing the cheese.
Wow, it sounds pretty involved.
It is a process, but the ebook breaks it down into manageable steps.
Okay.
And there's also a recipe for ricotta cheese, which is much simpler to make.
Oh, I love ricotta.
Yeah.
It's so versatile.
It is.
Okay, one more dairy product I can't resist asking about.
Okay.
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
I love yogurt, but the store-bought varieties can be so full of sugar.
I know.
So making your own is a great way to control the ingredients.
Yeah.
And make sure you're getting a healthier product.
For sure.
And the ebook makes it seem incredibly easy.
Does it?
Yeah.
What's the basic recipe?
It's just whole milk and the starter culture.
Okay.
And you can incubate the yogurt in various ways.
Okay.
Using a yogurt maker, a cooler, or even the back of a wood stove.
A wood stove?
Yeah.
That's so old school. Cool.
I know, right?
I love that connection to traditional methods.
It's a reminder that we can learn from the past.
And adapt those techniques to our modern lives.
Okay, so you don't need any fancy equipment to get started?
Nope. And the ebook doesn't stop there.
Oh, no.
No, it even has recipes for other dairy products like sour cream butter and ice cream.
Homemade butter and ice cream.
Yeah.
Now you're talking my language.
The ultimate homesteading indulgence, right?
Absolutely. Okay, let's circle back to foraging for wild edibles.
Okay.
We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
But I want to delve a little deeper into what the ebook says about finding food in nature.
It's such a fascinating topic.
It is.
It's all about connecting with nature.
Yeah.
And discovering the abundance of food sources right outside our doorsteps.
But you have to be careful.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. The ebook stresses the importance of proper identification and safety precautions. You don't want to accidentally eat something poisonous.
Right. Exactly. So what are some of the wild edibles you might find in our region?
Well, the ebook mentions dandelions, of course.
Yeah.
But there are also fiddleheads.
Fiddleheads.
Yeah, those young curled up fern fronds.
Oh, okay.
And wild berries.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I bet there are recipes for using those wild ingredients.
You bet there are recipes for dandelion fritters, fiddlehead salad, and all sorts of berry jams and pies.
Okay, one last topic I want to touch on before we wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Beekeeping.
Beekeeping.
We talked about it briefly.
Yeah.
But I'd love to hear more about what the ebook has to say about managing bees and harvesting honey.
Well, it's a great introduction to the world of beekeeping.
Okay.
It covers the basics of hive management, honey harvesting, and even how to prevent swarming.
Swarming? What's that?
It's when a colony splits to form a new hive.
Oh.
It can be a bit chaotic if you're not prepared for it.
Okay, so beekeeping is more involved than just setting up a hive and letting the bees do their thing.
Right, it's about actively managing the colony.
Yeah.
And ensuring its health and well-being.
It sounds like a fascinating and rewarding hobby, though.
It is, and it's a great way to connect with nature and support our local ecosystem.
Speaking of our local community,
yeah,
I'm really impressed with how this ebook not only focuses on individual self-sufficiency, but also encourages us to think about the bigger picture.
Absolutely. It's all about community.
Yeah.
The ebook even suggests hosting a harvest festival where you gather with your neighbors and share the abundance you've created.
What a wonderful idea.
I know, right?
It's about building connections and fostering a sense of shared purpose.
Exactly. And it ties back to the mission of think and act locally.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
and that our individual actions can have a ripple effect throughout our community.
For sure. And speaking of community,
yeah,
if you're feeling inspired to embark on your own backyard homesteading adventure, remember that you don't have to do it alone.
That's right. We have a thriving network of local farmers, gardeners, and homesteaders who are eager to share their knowledge and experience.
That's right. And there are fantastic farmers markets where you can connect with local growers, sample fresh produce, and support our local economy.
It's a win-win for everyone.
And if you're looking for more structured learning opportunities, there are workshops and classes offered throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
On topics like gardening, beekeeping, and even cheese making.
That's awesome. And you can find a comprehensive list of these resources on our website.
That's right.
thinkadatlocally.com.
And while you're there, be sure to check out our blog.
Yes, the blog.
We feature inspiring stories from local homesteaders and share tips and tricks for sustainable living.
It's a great way to stay connected and motivated on your homesteading journey.
I love that because remember, folks, it's not about perfection, it's about progress.
Every small step we take towards a more self-sufficient and sustainable lifestyle makes a difference.
And together we can create a more resilient and thriving community for ourselves and future generations.
This deep dive has been incredible.
I know, right?
I'm so inspired by all the possibilities this ebook lays out. It's like a roadmap for, you know, creating a more self-sufficient and connected life right here in our community.
Yeah, it really shows, like, how much potential we have, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you live in a suburb or even like an urban area, mm-hmm. It's about, you know, realizing that potential and knowing that we can actually make a difference.
Exactly. And it's not just about like individual self-sufficiency either.
Right.
This ebook also encourages us to like share the abundance that we create.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, it even suggests hosting a harvest festival.
Oh, fun.
Where you invite your neighbors and you're sharing delicious food from your gardens and just like enjoying, you know, the fruits of your labor together.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a beautiful vision of community, I think.
It is.
And it ties back to the mission of, you know, think and act locally.
That's right.
It's about recognizing that we're all connected and that by working together, we can create something truly special.
For sure.
So for anyone listening who's, you know, feeling inspired to start their own backyard homesteading journey, where should they begin?
Well, first of all, don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You don't have to do everything at once.
Right.
Start small.
Yeah.
Maybe with a few herbs and pots.
Cool.
Or a small raised bed for, you know, some of your favorite veggies.
And remember, you don't have to do it alone.
No, not at all.
We have a wonderful community here.
That's right.
Of experienced gardeners, homesteaders, farmers, right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, who are, you know, more than happy to share their knowledge and support.
Absolutely. And don't forget about those farmers markets.
Yeah, the farmers markets.
They're great. You know, you can meet the people who grow your food.
Yeah.
You get some inspiration, you know, find some fresh seasonal produce.
It's a win-win for everyone.
For sure.
You're supporting those local farmers, you're enjoying delicious food, and you're strengthening our community connections.
Exactly. And if you are, you know, looking for something a little more structured, there's always workshops and classes that are offered throughout the year on all sorts of topics, you know, from gardening basics to beekeeping to cheese making.
And you can find a list of all those local resources.
Yes, right.
On our website.
Yep.
thinkadatlocally.com.
And while you're there, check out our blog.
Yes, the blog.
We have inspiring stories from local homesteaders.
Yeah.
Share tips and tricks for sustainable living.
It's a great way to stay connected and motivated.
I love that because remember, folks, it's not about perfection.
Mm-hmm.
It's about progress.
Every small step we take, you know, towards a more self-sufficient and sustainable lifestyle makes a difference.
It really does.
And together, we can create a more resilient and thriving community for ourselves and for future generations.
Absolutely.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
I know it has.
I'm feeling so energized and ready to get my hands dirty.
Me too.
So thank you so much for, you know, sharing your insights and expertise with us today.
It's been my pleasure.
And to all of you listening,
yeah,
thank you for joining us on the deep dive.
We hope you're feeling inspired.
We hope you feel inspired to take action and create some backyard magic of your own.
Remember, think and act locally, and let's grow something amazing together.